This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,186. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. D-10 Smith. Woo! Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
And you, hiring the Men's Room. On tap today, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
All right, here we go to the courts where a deaf man is suing Pornhub over their lack of closed captioning. Meanwhile, an ISIS warlord is so fat he's hauled into jail into a pickup truck after a good capturing. Florida man gets slapped on the wrist after dumping a front loader of dirt on his ex-girlfriend's car. A small portion of food in a Connecticut food court leads to a fight that went way too far. And FedEx employees filmed delivering packages by rolling them down a hill. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Our very own head chef, the Ted Nugent, made many enemies on our previous episode when he commented that biscuits and gravy are overrated. Now, This, of course, is just the ramblings of a madman, but the response to Ted's flawed observation was overwhelmingly negative. One listener even threatened to hit Ted in the face with the very egg pan that you're going to make Eggs Benedict in. That's when I remember most, Ted. But that's what happens when you have an unpopular opinion, and Ted, of course, is not alone. Plenty of people have unpopular perspectives that piss off other people, even though the subject itself, completely unimportant. I once heard someone say that they liked Jar Jar Binks, and I can't explain it. I wanted to stab them. More currently, a writer by the name of Abigail Weinberg, she admitted that when she sees an image of Baby Yoda, all right, Baby Yoda's all the rage right now on the internet, she actively wants to bring it home. Specifically, she wants to dropkick it. She wrote an article about it, and eventually it explains how you get to this point. But let's face it, people love Baby Yoda. She wants to light the thing on fire and beat it with a cactus. Our very own Miles Montgomery, he doesn't make friends when he says, hey, man, Halloween is for children. People get pissed. And then we have Mike Hawk. He hates gorillas and avocados. What can you do? But listen, all of us have something where people just don't share our opinion. And again, it's not even important, but it makes people angry. People get mad at me because I don't like vegetables. And listen, it's not a personal thing. I have nothing against them. I don't like the taste. They taste like crap. I don't want them anywhere near me. But that pisses people off. But what can you do? So this is our question today. You know these people. You know you've made a statement and people got really upset at you. So today we want to know, what's the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, Joe's head. Away we go. Welcome to show number 3186. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as today. We talk about unpopular opinions. Mm-hmm. And you say to yourself, why are you talking about unpopular opinions? Well, we have quite a few of them on this show. If you listen on a regular basis, and every once in a while, we see the outpouring, either through the comments, through the emails, through Facebook, of like, what in the hell are you doing? Who thinks this way? Why would you even say that? And we go back to just as far back as one day.
Just one day. 24, yeah. Not even a full 24 hours.
We go back to yesterday's Ted's Meat and Potatoes for what we find is a very unpopular opinion and take.
Mm-hmm. Also, by the way, people can hate on me if they want.
Oh, we do.
Biscuits and gravy, one of the most overrated things in the world.
Shut your whore mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Ed did not take long to hate on
you. Wow, yeah. You're not listening to the Men's Room Radio Network anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm. That was what it was. That was all that was said.
Stand by it.
It was all that was said at the end of Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Now, when
the comments blew up. I mean, people were like, F Ted, like I said, a person tried to hit him. I'm going to put that egg pan in your face. All caps, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, what are you going to chase me down, biscuit boy?
Well, I grew up with biscuits and gravy. So biscuits and gravy is one of those things that's sacrilegious to me. It's just, it's not something I have all the time, but it's one of those things where when I have it, it reminds me of home. It reminds me of my grandparents.
This is a good thing, then.
That's,
yeah.
So that's not sacrilegious.
No, it's, I mean.
Saying it sucks would be sacrilegious.
Correct.
That is sacrilegious, yes.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. It's just, it's not that I can have it all the time. Steve and I had some biscuits and gravy the morning of Live Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
We went to a diner, and they were just okay. You know, and it was kind of disappointing because the biscuits and gravy were just okay. We've also had biscuits and gravy in Portland that were some of the best I think I've ever had.
Damn straight.
Completely different. You know what I mean? It's like pizza. It's like some people can do it better than others depending on what you like. But ultimately, I'd rather have biscuits and gravy more so than pancakes, more so than waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs and bacon, that's a different kind of breakfast for me. But if I'm going carb, I'm going to go biscuits and gravy.
I am not.
You're going to go waffle.
Yeah, if I'm going carb stuff,
yeah.
I mean, I put it to you this way. I'd rather have shrimps and grits for breakfast than biscuits and gravy.
I mean, look, I'll eat shrimp and grits. It's not bad. I just do not believe that biscuits and gravy are overrated. You can like it. You cannot like it. Let me put it this way. If you don't like biscuits and gravy, I go, okay, that's fair. But to say they're overrated, you should shut your whore mouth.
Mm-hmm. I feel like almost 99% of the time I get it, I regret it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what, you just don't like it or it sits too heavy?
It sits too heavy. I will say my buddy Dan, DV, his wife made biscuits and gravy this summer, and that was the only one I've liked in probably, I don't know,
okay.
8 years.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, damn fine,
good,
biscuits
good,
and
good,
gravy.
Good, good, okay.
And it was one good, but that's the problem is that I'm not the biggest biscuit guy. So biscuits have to be very specific and good. Most people can't make a biscuit.
You're right. Some of the comments are rolling in quickly, but it says, I miss Ted's comment about biscuits and gravy, but let Ted know that I, too, think biscuits and gravy are overrated. Brown sauce over biscuits that are dry.
Yeah, good call. I take cream chip beef on toast over biscuits and gravy.
I like cream chip beef.
I do, too.
Good. God, that's good.
That's on a shingle?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's what that is.
I thought S on a shingle had to be ground beef and, like, terrible.
It's typically
doesn't matter what the S is.
Yeah.
Does it really matter what the S is? Like, the shingle's the thing.
I didn't know the military dudes are very specific about what the S is.
Don't be picky about your S. I mean, it's S.
It could be corned beef. It could be chipped ham. It could be, it's just the crappy meat that you throw in with that gravy to put on a dry piece of white bread that's been toasted.
Sure. Someone else says sausage is awful.
What?
Listen, I'll read exactly what it says.
I have it in the refrigerator right now for tonight's
show. Sausage is awful. I said what I said. They stand by. My unpopular opinion, I dislike the band AC/DC, hate the singer's voice. Let's say sorry, everyone.
All right.
My unpopular opinion among most people that he knows is that country music sucks. That makes me very, very unpopular. We continue. My unpopular opinion, Rush sucks. Foo Fighters suck. They're good musicians and tight, but produce almost no music that I care to listen to. We continue. My unpopular opinion is that beer is nasty. I've tasted many different beers over the years, and they all taste exactly the same, which is why I say that they all taste like dirt. We continue. My unpopular opinion, Janis Joplin overrated. And then this one I like. It says, O.J. Simpson didn't do it. Changed my mind.
Well, and foods are weird, too. It's like I grew up, we ate pork roll, right? Taylor ham. But that's an unpopular opinion, I think, to like that crap. Like, most people, well, they tried
that's
it.
That's very specific. No one's really a big bologna enthusiast.
Right, or like you like Spam, right? Which is basically the same thing I'm talking about, but, like, most people don't like Spam.
No, it's just, again, something that I was raised on, and I do have a taste for it. And when I taste it, I'm like, okay, it's still pretty good. It's not that great.
No, it's not that great at all.
But it's still, it's okay. Here's an unpopular opinion that the people hate me for, too. I prefer the Kraft mac and cheese out of a box with the dry powder mix that you make on your own instead of Kraft Velveeta's and shells. So instead of the squeeze packet of cheese, I prefer the powdered version of the original.
But you have a problem with Halloween because Halloween's for children.
Is for children. It's
so
not for
is
adults.
Kraft mac and cheese, man.
No. You kidding me? Like a piece of barbecue chicken, some Kraft mac and cheese, and spinach? That's pretty good.
I would need one of those.
Yeah. You can't add a vegetable to boxed mac and cheese.
Why? I mean, on the side, it's a side vegetable. You normally have a vegetable, a meat, a carb.
Nah, man.
No?
Come. It's an unpopular opinion because, yeah, like, you're not a child. At any point when you eat your mac and cheese with a fork, do you line up and get four little noodles on your fork?
That would be cool. It's tough to do. It depends on how big your fork is.
Well, now look. It doesn't matter the mac
and
cheese.
But I have done that.
I'm going to do that. It's little things we do. Look, if you're a guy and there is a stain in the toilet that you're peeing in, that's where you aim. It's
yeah.
Just, right?
Or anything.
If it is in the toilet, we aim. Some things you just don't outgrow. If you have the chance to draw a penis, you're going to do it. Certain things, but Kraft mac and cheese, I don't believe that it's up there with penis drawings and urinating on spots in the toilet. You got to leave it behind, man.
I don't think that Halloween being for kids is really that poor of a take. But it's a very unpopular
thing. What do you mean by it?
What I mean by it is,
can I not go to a Halloween party?
A couple weeks before this, when I start hearing the adults in our office discuss what they're wearing for Halloween, it drives me off the wall.
You eat Kraft mac and cheese. You have no skin in the game.
This is just
you
my opinion.
You eat the powder. I know.
This is my opinion because it's for kids. You know what I mean?
The trick-or-treating party.
Yes, Halloween to me when I grew up was for children.
Sure.
So I realize that has changed and evolved, but the enthusiasm level seems much higher now in the adult world for Halloween than it does for the kids.
I think it's we grew up with it in our generation. Look, you like Kraft mac and cheese and Spam. I think it's the same thing. Like, you correlate this to something positive from childhood, so it brings you this happy emotion, and basically people get dressed up and get drunk.
But Thrill, your kids are still really fired up for Halloween, right?
I can't even explain how fired up they get
for
Halloween.
That's what I'm saying, like, I get kind of your point, but it's not like kids aren't still excited about it. It is still for children, but like, yeah, I go to a Halloween party every year.
I end up going, the way they do it now, right, so half the kids from the kids' school, they trick-or-treat together. And basically when you show up there, all the kids are going up and down the street. All the adults are with them, and then the flash start getting passed around, or the box of wine that someone is hidden in their purse.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Basically, we stay in there and get drunk while our kids get on sugar.
I think I'm bitter because I've never had a trick-or-treater in 15 years.
You haven't had one in 15 years, man?
Not one.
Probably because you're that grumpy son of a bitch.
No, I'm not.
Halloween.
I got the light on. I got the candy. I'm ready to rock. I'm there. I'm home. Knock on my door. Like I want someone
door.
To knock on my door. Now,
yeah.
Now it is.
Now it is, yeah.
But it wasn't before. I was kind of hidden. Kind of lived in a bat cave, which that explained that. But I still, like, try to go out the front, like, has anyone knocked on your guys' door? And like, yeah, they have. I got a light on. They come back there.
I mean, the last time I had a trick-or-treater, and it's been years, but I panicked. I didn't have any candy, so I just gave him a Rice Krispie treat. It was a single-serving Rice Krispie treat wrap.
It was.
Yeah, like the Kellogg's, like, official.
See, when I come home and I'm the parent, I'm taking that and throwing it away.
Yeah, I never trusted the homemade stuff.
It's a homemade,
I know
it's weird.
It's
a homemade item, right? It could have weed in it. I don't know.
No. It's you could buy a box of Kellogg's.
No. You're right.
It was prepackaged.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Okay. That's fair.
No, I wouldn't hand out Ram. First of all, my ass is not making Rice Krispie treats at home. Second of all, I wouldn't hand out unopened treats to children.
Okay. All right.
I mean, they're going to come arrest me quickly.
Like, you got a brownie pan, you just get the spatula and just, you know, kind of hand them out. Like, here, you grab a brownie.
Open a box of cereal, right? Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Just reach your hand in there, grab a handful, off you go, kid.
Mm-hmm. I was living in an apartment, back in Maryland once, and these kids came to the door. Again, I panicked. I had nothing, so I just broke them off a couple singles.
Wait a minute. A
couple singles?
Yeah, a couple dollar bills.
Oh, really?
Put Odell Beckham on it.
That's nothing wrong with that.
I would go to your house every year. Like, yo, man, listen. Dude never has candy. But.
Dude's panicking, just handing out single dollar bills.
It's guilt money.
Our question, what is the most unpopular opinion that you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
All right. So, I work with this guy, and he's something else. He, in his lunchbox every single day, he's got a Bible on the side, and then next to that is a little vial. And I asked him one day, I was like, what is that? Oh, that's my holy water. His unpopular opinion, besides whatever that is he doesn't believe that we ever landed on the moon, and he doesn't believe that there's any such thing as satellites.
You mean like the man-made satellites buzzing around?
Yeah.
Brother, have you used GPS? Because I would shut him up quick. Like, that argument's done. And the moon landing, look, people go back and forth on this. I think it's insane. I would just say, my brother doing what he does, aside from officiating, I have it on good authority that we've been there. Or someone else was there and left some crap behind, but I think it was us. I guess I would just leave it at that.
You can still see the crap on the moon that we left.
Yeah.
You can see it in a telescope.
They also placed a mirror up there so they can make the measurements of the moon to figure out if it's getting closer, farther away. By the way, if you care, it gets about 3 inches farther away every year. People like my brother do this, but they aim a laser at this particular coordinate
to
bounce it off, right? Just saying. So maybe there were already mirrors on the moon. I'll give them that. Maybe there was already crap on the moon. Who knows? But seems a lot more likely that we went there and placed these things in a specific location for us to do all the things that they do.
You got to wonder if that guy just has read his way into this theory, or if he just truly believes that's the facts and he doesn't even do any investigation.
I think he believes it. But the thing is, but when you do an investigation, depending what you want to find is what you'll find. I mean, there's overwhelming evidence for many, 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 many things. But if you choose not to believe it, then you just won't. And the thing is, you hear people say it. It drives me a little crazy. But as I've gotten older, I stop arguing with people. It's just not worth it. Like, look, I can't help you, man. You know what I mean? Like, you are too far down your dumb rabbit hole. There's nothing I can do for you. But it doesn't matter to me if you don't believe it. But just know that your GPS relies on these things that you don't think exist. So I don't know how you think they work, but they...
Now, do you like this guy?
No, me and him have had our goes about.
So. Okay, well, does he do his job?
He's there every day.
All right.
Hey, man, I work with people that are here every day. They don't do a damn thing.
Exactly. And no, he does karate after work, and he'll sit at the machine just punching the air while he's running it.
Okay, yeah. Sounds like a well-put-together guy.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, keep your eye on that guy.
I'm going to leave in here and go to do a little karate. Don't mess with me.
Why would you carry holy water on it? Like, I get the Bible if you want to read your stuff, but the whole, like, what benefit?
I don't know the function of it.
You sprinkle it on stuff. It makes...
What do you sprinkle it on?
I mean, would he put it on his food? Is he baptizing people?
Like, if you said a bad word, do I just flip the water on you?
No, not like that. Like, say you're watering your plants and you want them to do a little better. I don't think it works. You add a little holy water. Or maybe you had a bad time or something. I could sprinkle with some holy water. Look, all right, my mom keeps it in her.
She does.
She swears her plants do better if she puts a drop of holy water.
Wait. So your mom, she has holy water.
Yes, that's what you said. Who holds holy water? I'm kind of like, And what couple people in my family.
What do you do? Can you get it at Walmart? I mean, where do you get it?
Just go to the church, man.
Do they just ask? Do they sell it? Or do you go and just get it from the water fountain?
That seems like a lot to ask.
I mean, there's always holy water out.
I'm not going to go there and steal your holy water.
Yeah, where do you get it? You just go in there with like a gallon jug and just dip it in and fill it up and then take it off?
A gallon jug wouldn't fit in it. But it's just a little container. All you know what I mean? Okay. Like, think about that's not a good example. But I mean, the container is that small. Like, you could just put it in your pocket, have it in your purse. Look, I don't know. It seems insane to me.
Would you boil your pasta with it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not used for that. You can't make pasta
better. Only angel
better.
Hair.
Okay, Angel Hair Pasta.
Solid point.
That's a really
but
good
idea. But it's just idea. Like, I don't know. I think it's probably more mental. It makes you feel better. I'll throw a little holy water on it. No, I like your attitude. Oh, you cursed holy water.
Exactly.
He's not the devil.
You did what?
It's not the acid.
What the hell, man?
Exactly.
And holy water is like anything else in the church, right? It's just water. But once the bishop or the priest blesses it, then it's holy water.
So it's like kosher food.
Yeah. Get blessed.
Okay.
So if a preacher or priest says, bless you after I sneeze, is that like better than you saying bless you?
Probably.
Okay.
So if you're going to sneeze, kids, sneeze in church.
Yes, that's the one place to do it.
What is the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Did you guys ever go to church and get hit with the holy water?
Yeah. No. That's what I said. Yeah. When they fling it at you. That's
right. But that's good. You want that stuff on you.
Oh.
Why are they doing it? Like, what's the event?
Sometimes it's just like a big mass. I forget. Certain holidays, he'll just walk by with a bucket and just kind of throw it
out. I just remember thinking to myself, this is my only jacket. You know what I mean? This is my only tie. Please don't ruin this.
No, what?
I get in trouble for this if I get food on it.
Yeah, but you also got a sip of wine.
See, down with a cracker. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So, hopefully this doesn't cause Mike to throw a chair, but I thought of a different one while I was waiting.
Come on, Cheyenne, you know the rules.
Yeah, you do know the rules. You're a regular caller.
Yes, I know, but this one's not that bad, so I figured.
That's what they all say.
But I'm a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. I get a lot of crap for that.
Well, I mean, it's not that it's unpopular. It's just they don't actually have fans. I mean, that's just so rare. That's like saying, hey, I'm a Neanderthal. Like, no one's mad at you.
I don't think that's the rarest. I mean,
Jacksonville?
No, they've been playing pretty well the last few years.
Did you miss this last football season?
Well, by the way, Drew, I was going to say, I'm sorry. I apologize for that whooping you saw your Ravens take on that trip to London.
Dear God, man. The only saving grace on that was that I was in London. That's the worst
thing what was your first unpopular opinion?
I'm a 34-year-old wrestling fan.
I think that's pretty normal these days.
Yeah,
huh?
I think that maybe back in the day, but nowadays I think there's more adults I know like wrestling than don't.
Absolutely. I know more adults that like wrestling than children that I know that like wrestling.
Exactly. This point in time of my life.
You know what? I'm with Miles. Wrestling is for children.
Yeah, well, every
Halloween and Kraft mac and cheese.
I used to sit down with
he wants Kraft mac and cheese for the adults.
I used to sit down and watch wrestling with my granddad. All my friends were wrestling fans. There's more wrestling fans out there right now than there was when I was a kid.
Absolutely.
There's more wrestling shows, probably about the same amount, even with the basic television packages you got.
We work with a man who wrestles. I mean, like, right?
I've been
office.
To indie wrestling events. Shout out to Defy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, man.
Right? Mm-hmm. It is. And people love it.
Do you think it's because we carried it with us from our childhood? Like, at the time that it started hitting its heyday, right? We're probably...
It was before our time.
Miles is right. Like, back in the day, like, it was mass... It's always been massive.
No, it's been but I'm saying after WWF, as it was back in the time, when he... what's his face? McMahon?
Mm-hmm.
When he kind of organized it all, right? Because they had different wrestling leagues all around the country.
Oh, it was it was like a farm system.
And it was kind of... Right. And then he kind of coalesced it all into this one thing, right? And that at that point, that Hulk Hogan's doing the same when he picks up Andre the Giant, all this stuff, like, from that moment... Wrestling, I mean, you couldn't look back.
When my grandfather...
But it was all those promotions and stuff were already massively, massively popular.
Yeah.
He just was the business guy that bought them all.
When my grandfather took me to wrestling at the Williamson Fieldhouse...
Wasn't it wrestling?
It was wrestling, and it was the eighth time he'd bet. Damn. So my first time was his eighth time. He would go by himself and watch wrestling, and he would get pissed. He would sit in the corner. It was either Southern Championship Wrestling or Georgia Championship Wrestling, whatever was more in the southeastern part of that time. Oh, my God. I hate Ric Flair.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean. I hope Tommy Wildfire Rich kicks his ass. Don't tell Grandma I said that.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what is the most unpopular opinion that you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA from Lex Gabriel, who writes, these 37 unpopular opinions will make you very, very, very angry. I'll give you the unpopular opinion. You tell me if you agree or disagree.
All right.
Okay. We start off with John, who says, I can't stand cheese.
He's an idiot. Cheese is delicious.
I like cheese. I'm not as cheese crazy as some.
He also says cargo shorts are great and underappreciated.
I agree 100%.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
But also, we are old.
Moose says, to be honest, I'm happy seeing public displays of affection. Hipsters, people taking selfies, socks with sandals, and I quite like instant coffee.
Yeah, I don't like any of those things, really.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about a PDA. I care if, like, I know you, and it's every time I see you two.
Yeah, okay. Like if we're hanging out in that future dawn's a little different.
Literally anything is a better use of people's time than going to the gym. That from Dan.
Agree 100%.
Anything is better use of time than going to the gym.
I
always feel better when I leave the gym.
Yeah, I was like that.
Mentally, physically, or both?
Mm-hmm. Both.
Connor says the movie Titanic, severely overrated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Juan says macaroni and cheese should be called macaroni and cheese, not mac and cheese. Haley says, I hate brunch. Don't like it. Andrew says, House of Cards is incredibly boring and unbelievably stupid. Greg says, Taylor Swift is totally brilliant.
Taylor Swift?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I don't like her music, but I can't argue with that.
Women should be allowed to use a men's bathroom if the line is too long.
No. I mean, look, if I could use the women's bathroom, right. I'd be down with it.
Can we use both? Can I go in there?
Chewing gum is disgusting. Football is boring. Chaplin is funnier than Keaton. Wow, that's odd. Guys, my favorite pizza is Hawaiian, which is something people always get weirdly angry about. That's pineapple pizza, basically, right there.
Hawaiian pizza is delicious.
Our question, what is the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. So what is your unpopular opinion?
Oh, well, it'd have to be that Led Zeppelin is awful.
That's pretty unpopular when they consider Zeppelin maybe the greatest rock band of our generation.
Oh, they can play, but I don't think they're that good.
You just don't like who's a band that you really like?
If I had to like that era, like, you know, I'd love, for every Led Zeppelin song they play on the radio, they should be playing Deep Purple songs. You know, there's so many better things out there.
All right. Well, you like Deep Purple. You would think that Zeppelin would be a band that you would also like based on the fact that you like Deep Purple,
maybe.
Right?
Maybe. I mean, they're different bands. I mean, they definitely had different sounds. I mean, but, you know, the thing about a band, I've never understood when people get mad if you don't like a certain band. Like, this has no impact over your ability to like them. it's very odd. Most people I know actually do like Zeppelin on some level. Clearly you do not, but all right.
I like both those bands. I like Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin.
So do you hate listening to any Rock Countdown knowing damn well that Stairway to Heaven is going to be the number one song?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. Is there any Zeppelin song that you can tolerate?
Yeah, they'd, Jimmy Page, he appeared on a song, it was on the Godzilla soundtrack with Puff Daddy. I can stand that one.
Wait, Cashmere? You like the remix of Cashmere? That's the one, that's not even a Zeppelin song technically, but I mean, I guess
it was
is
a Zeppelin song though.
It is Cashmere, but it's Puff Daddy changing the song. I mean, right. the music is the same.
Yeah, the music is the same.
Exactly.
I mean, I like that version, but it kind of introduced me to Zeppelin.
Well, that's good.
Zeppelin, I wonder sometimes, too, is it just because they were first?
What do you mean?
Like, it seems like there's a template. You either go the Black Sabbath or the Zeppelin.
Or the Zeppelin, right.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Wow, Zeppelin, huh? That one cuts deep. I can just see the scowl on Robin's face.
Fill that hole with a biscuit, Miles.
Yeah, I know. It's the biscuit hole and the Zeppelin hole. What's the most unpopular opinion you or someone you know has?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.